And this is the Spring Forest Qigong International Guild Practice Group Members Call for Thursday, September 27th, 2012, with Master Leslie Vincent. And Leslie, the call is yours.
Thank you, Gary. Hello, everyone. It's really wonderful to be with you tonight. It's been a long time. And when I was chatting with Master Lin not long ago, we were talking about all the different students around the world and some of the questions that have been coming in, and we discussed, you know, the power of having vision and to form that vision by being with inspiration and your imagination. And so I'd really like to begin tonight by saying that as an energy being, your life on Earth and my life, all of our lives, is really art. Your every thought and feeling and action is your unique creation. And so whether you're new to the practice of Spring Forest Qigong or a longtime student, I feel it's important to remember that you're constantly creating your own life. And you're responsible for everything in it. So you magnetize to you all your experience and your relationships. And I know so many of you are facilitators and practitioners. And there's lots of changes and lots of development that we go through personally when we leave our first experience where, you know, we'll say, I can't believe that they did that to me, or I can't believe that happened. All those feelings of feeling like it's you and in the world sort of disappear. And it all becomes about you as a creator and you moving your energy, you awakening the healer within you and the universe and all of its gifts that start coming forward into your conscious awareness. So Qigong, at least from my view, is essentially a spiritual practice. I mean, we can dumb it down to the utmost simplicity by describing Qigong as moving the energy within you to maintain balance and harmony. And it works. You know why? Because the moment you consciously choose to move your own energy, you are. I mean, you are opening and awakening this universe of infinite potential within you. The vision that you hold for yourself, the focus you give each gentle movement, is the quality of your experience. And also the art of your life. So being an energy artist is a very empowering spiritual experience. And it's spiritual because the energy is universal. It's infinite potential, and you have the free will and the power to change its light and its potential every moment of your life in as many ways as you can imagine. So remember, that's what energy is. It's light and potential. The difference between yin and yang is the light and the potential. Or anything, hot, cold, a color, anything. The difference between the frequency of a stone or your skin is in its frequency, its light, in its potential. So it's just like the universe gives you a canvas and all the colors of creation. And with your own brush, you paint the picture of your life while you're living on the planet. So we get to the question of how do you improve the quality of your Qigong experience in this way? You give all your focus to the love in every moment and to the stillness within the meditation. And you can enter into Qigong practice with what you want versus what you don't want. In other words, you align your heart's desire with the outcome that you desire. Now, here's a simple example. Someone has a headache problem. They have headaches. And they discover Qigong, Spring Forest Qigong, and they practice it to get rid of the headache. I mean, that's how they enter in. So they enter into Qigong practice to get rid of the headache problem, versus entering in Qigong, giving love to the headache in a conscious way. So getting rid of something and loving it are actually two different energies. In other words, the love and the movement of the energy naturally transforms it. But you look at all the stuff that people, anyone will bring with them, any long-time healing connection, any trauma, anything that has happened in life, it's like it's something that you really want to transform, and the key energy of it is you want to get rid of it. So a lot of diligent students will do Qigong, and then as soon as the Qigong is done and they feel better and they feel more peaceful and they feel more balanced, will go back to that sort of old thinking or that old emotion of just wanting something to change so badly and get rid of it. And so it kind of undoes the work that the Qigong does. And that's for an earlier student in the practice, because as you advance, you realize that there's no difference between the Qigong in practice doing it and actually in the way that you live. And that's a higher level of practicing Qigong, experiencing it not as a practice, but as a way of like living your life. But tonight, what I want to do is just share this little nuance, because it's a tweak, you might say, to really accelerating your practice. Because I've observed this thousands of times as a Qigong practitioner, the single most important thing for anyone to heal is self-responsibility and being clear on what you want. If you do Qigong and seek perfect health, you live the feeling of your goal. Often, though, there can be a tendency to go back to the notion of what you don't want. And a lot of energy can be rather artfully qualified with, you know, resistance and fear or concern and worry. So tonight, what I want to offer is some helpful steps to help you amplify the gentle yet powerful harmony and balance of Qigong so you feel your practice is in alignment with your heart's desire. Your power tool is in your imagination and the vision it creates for you. So let's begin a simple action. Just put a gentle smile on your face and close your eyes. Just close your eyes now. And I'd like you to ask yourself this question. If I could have, right now, this moment, something happen in my life that would bring me my greatest happiness, just for me and my life, what would that be? If I could have, right now, this moment, something happened in my life that would bring me my greatest happiness, just for me and my life, what would it be? Now, there are no limitations here. The place you ask this question is from the heart center, from the middle dantian. I'm putting this question out to you now because we're going to gently open the door to your imagination that springs from your heart. A lot of people think that all of this is like a mind thing, but it really is a heart place. Because we're going to, as we open this door to your imagination, it's a heart-opening experience. And we're going to return to it in our meditation tonight, and we're going to go a little deeper. But just take a few moments and put a smile on your face and truly ask this question of your heart. Because your heart communicates through your divine love, your eternal, universal love. Your heart, your pure love, brings images that actually project themselves in the infinite field of your mind, your consciousness. That's how the heart's intelligence communicates. So that's the power and the beauty of this stillness. And when you do moving meditation, when you do active exercise, you're actually stilling your emotion. Your intellect, which can have a lot of mind chatter, can block the messages that from the heart's intelligence. And so when you align your breath and put your attention on your breath and put your focus on each gentle movement in the active exercise, or just put your attention on your breath at any moment in your day, it's going to still the field to receive the peace and the stillness of your mind to see and feel the compelling communication that really comes from this gateway within you, this great universal gateway. You know, I love it when Master Lin says, you know, there's a heart in every cell. And every cell has all the information of the universe. And so your heart communicates through this pure love and brings these images that project themselves in the field of your mind. And so you open the consciousness that you are and just receive. There's no work. It's just really like the purest play. There's no tension, no apprehension. You're just open to receiving what your heart has to share with you. So from your heart, you receive the images, actually, of what you might call divine imagination or your universal, eternal part of you, this immense field of creativity that is not only in every cell of you, but it is also received through an open heart. As Master Lin says, open your heart. Open your heart. So when you do Qigong, the first most powerful thing is you can open your heart. That can be an intention coming into your practice. Because when you open your heart, your imagination fields the vision of your deepest heart's desire for your life. So as you're moving energy, you will experience an acceleration of that energy, a healing, a shift, a transformation of anything within you that is not harmonious or if you sense feels blocked within you. So your imagination calls you to see beyond just what your intellect can show you. You know, the learned knowledge that you have, the book knowledge that you have, even your life experience. You know, because your intellect is a wonderful part of you, and it really relies heavily on reason and logic. So when you say, I am unconditional love, there's a part of your intellect that will say, come up with every reason why not. You know, so you can get caught in that cycle around and around and around in your mind. The way to get out of that repeating cycle is to open still your intellect and allow and invite your deepest heart's communication, its wisdom, its peace, and all of its gifts to show themselves to you in symbols, in images, and the most compelling feeling, which is part of all the artist's creativity. The musician, the greatest musicians, the practitioners, the greatest masters, all have opened this door of creativity from the universe. And so your divine imagination calls you to see beyond your intellect. And when we do this all the time, actually we do this when we do guided meditation, in all the healing imagery, imagining or envisioning light surrounding a particular challenging situation inside you or even outside you, or experiencing divine light, or light from the heart of the universe as part of the process of receiving a healing or opening blockages or imagining new possibilities in the present moment or visualizing source or God or your master as your companion in a past event, in the present or in a future event, or right with you right now. All of this vision and visualization is sparked from the creative imagination that actually springs from your pure, unconditional love. So one of the universal laws of energy is that the parts mirror the whole, very uniquely. And that reflects the dynamic artistry and the whole creativity of each part. So your heart center is a great creative gateway to the larger universe that reflects in the small universe of your body. So the messages you receive from the heart are the eternal spring of your imagination. You know, a lot of people said in classes that I've taught over the years and in facilitating so many people, you know, I just can't visualize that. Well, I worked with someone not too long ago who was in a terrible car accident. And they were told by doctors that they would not walk and they wouldn't have really a full and vital life. So what we did is we went back to the time when they did. And that was the beginning spring of opening a vision for their future by actually going back to a time when they were vital and they were dynamic. Same thing is true with some, and their condition improved so quickly because they imprinted that in every cell of their small universe. So, your heart center is this creative gateway to the larger universe that reflects in the small universe of your body. So the messages you receive from the heart are communicated to every cell, just like we do in meditation, or when Master Lin does meditation on the healing connection, or I do meditation on Healing Circle for Awakening Women, or even tonight, whenever you're leading a meditation with your practice group, if you're a practice group leader, or you're giving an inspiring story to another, your messages are being received heart to heart by a person, and they're being communicated to every cell of their body. Because you're helping them with a vision, even with a symbol of that vision, and it's being communicated to every cell. When you do Qigong and you're moving your energy and you're opening your creative field for balance and harmony of the Qi, the Xian, and the Jing within you, then you are an artist. Full-fledged. So tonight I invite you to receive yourself as infinite possibility. And as really an infinite stream of imagination. And that infinite possibility is reflected in every cell of your being. So right now, I invite you to message every cell. What comes forward for me now is, I'm pure potential. An infinite possibility. And my imagination shows me the pictures, the vision of my deepest heart's desire. I am pure potential and infinite possibility, and my imagination shows me the pictures and the vision of my deepest heart's desire. So each time you offer this, the heart of every cell of you opens and expands its light. This is one simple way to love who you are. Remember, you can think anything, but it's the feeling behind those words that the universe hears and responds to. You can want to get better. You can wish you get better and stronger and healthier and happier and more wealthy, whatever it is. But the key is the feeling you hold that you communicate. Not only to every cell within you, but to the universe as well. So if you find yourself wishing, wanting, hoping, waiting, after you've entered in a sense, to the stillness and the oneness of Qigong, you're sort of living in two separate places. What I'm inviting you to do is bring the oneness and the stillness of your Qigong practice with you when you leave your practice in your day-to-day living, and live in the present, right now, and go into your heart and ask your heart to show you with all of its creative imagination your purpose for being here, insights into a project you may be in. Whatever it is you're seeking, you will receive the answer. All you have to do is to ask. And I sense that a lot of students forget to ask their own heart's love to show them and guide them. And when you do, you'll find that your love, your loving any condition or anything within you, because any condition is just a condition that was created because, in a sense, we forgot the love in it. when you forget the love that you are, the condition shows up. Because most all pain is emotion. What Qigong does is it helps still the emotion and allows you to actually feel the feeling of the universal part of you, the universal peace, the love. And then when you feel that, then the wisdom and the creation, the whole act of creation from the universe begins to flow through you. And you just feel so inspired. So ebullient. And it's not so much like work anymore. So I realize I've gone a little over the talk time, and I'm supposed to answer, give some time for questions, but I hope that has helped shed some light on the power of having vision and allowing your emotion to come through from your heart center to fuel that vision, because all energy is constantly transforming and forever changing. Let me just click this screen and let's see. Here's a question. Oh, these are some very advanced questions. Yulilani in Minnesota asks, Master, what does it mean to align your breathing with the universe? This is a very good question, and it's a short question, and it's a big question. You can think of the universe or receive the universe as the Tao or the oneness, and so you align your breathing with the oneness. There's many different experiences of breathing, and Master Lin likes to keep it really simple, because as you practice Qigong, you'll find that your own breathing will just naturally regulate. In the more traditional forms of Qigong throughout the millennia, there have been some very complex, very different levels of breathing exercise, like listening to the breathing. I mean, there's many different kinds of breathing. But in breathing itself, when you are just breathing slow, gentle breaths all the way down into your lower dantian, where you're actually breathing with your abdomen instead of with your chest. And you're getting into the rhythm of that breathing. Your mind is free and able to enter actually into a very deep meditative state. And you can actually, from an inner standpoint, see beneath the surface of things and outer events and understand their real nature. So the first step to all breathing is to understand yourself. And so it's to really connect with the meaning of life, because breathing is a sign of life. You might even call it kind of the dividing line of yin and yang. And when you understand your breathing, you understand your life. So this involves moving in your understanding from the poles of yin and yang to the middle. And so natural breathing lets your mind be clear, so you can look at yourself and find the real you, where Master Lin gives the password, I am in the universe in my body, the universe and I combined together. And so no one can really give this to you, Yuliani Lani. In other words, as you naturally breathe, you will be breathing beyond breathing. You'll be breathing with like what they call the thought with no thought. You reach a place where your breath and the breath of the universe are one and the same, and it is a very enlightening place. And so only you actually can give yourself this meaning. I mean, I can talk about it and, you know, I can try to explain it. Just love the breath and follow the breath, and the breath will lead you to the oneness. And the oneness will give you the breath, and the breath will bring you into the sense, this whole feeling of leaving separation between you and your breath, and you and your breath will become one. And when you and your breath become one, then you're breathing with the universe. So I hope that that helps answer a very actually cosmic question. Wonderful question. Thank you so much for asking it. Virginia asks, from Texas, are there local Qigong classes in the northern Texas, in North Texas area? Well, what I can do is give you some resources. If I remember, we have two resources for you. On the Spring Forest Qigong website, on the bottom of the homepage, in the upper left-hand corner, is a category called Community, where you'll find the International Guild, and you can click on that link and go to the Practice Group Leader Directory. There's also on, that's right underneath that, in that same area, there is a listing of all the certified instructors who have listed on our website. They're not required to do so. It's, you know, they do it as, you know, just their own free will. But I'm not exactly sure at this moment where Spicewood is or where Addison is. I know Houston is not the northern part, but I know that there are three certified instructors, and most certified instructors have practice groups. So that's what I recall is are those three, the Houston, the Addison, and the Spicewood. So I hope that helps, Virginia. And you know, I, again, encourage you to go to the Guild website that you can find under Community on our home page of Spring Forest Qigong and explore what's in Texas. Giroux from Marine on St. Croix, do full lotus healers take in other people's Jing energy to increase their Xian transmissions? Well, I can't speak for all full lotus healers. I know that Master Jim and I have done full lotus healing, so to speak, in Spring Forest Qigong very early on in our study of Spring Forest. I can only speak from the perspective of the form of Qigong that I practice and have for over 17 years now. And I've never taken any energy from anyone, ever. In other words, you learn that there is collective energy. There's the energy of all of humanity. There is universal, unconditional love energy. But I've never actually take other people's energy, like take it from them in order to increase any kind of Xian transmission. And I really want to define terms because some people might not be familiar with some of these terms, especially some of the beginning students. Jing is like the essence, the most refined part of anything. There's even Jing Xian. It's like called Essence Xian, which is like the spirit of vitality. And, of course, there is Xian itself, which is, in the traditional Chinese Qigong, the Xian is in the upper Dantian in the third eye area. And so everyone has slightly different interpretations of what Jing and Qian, I mean, the Qi, your life force energy, we find that in the lower Dantian, you know. And so, but I and Master Lin and Master Jim and even the Master Healers in Qigong, we don't take anything from people in order to increase any of our transmissions. When you reach a certain understanding, what you discover is whatever you're thinking and whatever you're feeling, whatever your intention is, at that moment, you are aligning with the same energy everywhere on Earth and actually out across the universe. It's a pretty big picture, actually. So That's when, you know, I'm working with someone, for example, in with cancer, and they want to get well. I ask them to consider that what they ask for themselves, in their where their energy is at that time, they ask for everyone who might have a similar condition, because then the energy goes to them and everyone else that they've opened up to receive. In other words, any energy that you're feeling at any particular time is going to align in frequency. So there's nothing to take. There's only everything to give. And that's where there's no time or space with the energy. I mean, that's just pure physics, but that's why you can do distance healing. And you don't have to, like, wait for the energy to go anywhere, because it's beyond time. It exists. That's why when we're talking about your creative power, what you feel in your heart, whatever that heart's desire is, that makes you, brings you your greatest joy, actually already exists. What happens is you're bringing it down into a much denser earth plane with a much slower energy. And so when you, in your human body, match the frequency of what you desire, then you see it in your life. You're taking a very high frequency and actually bringing it into your life right here. So maybe it's just a question of semantics and words, but we don't need to take it. In other words, the moment you are in an energy, all energy like it is just present, but there's nothing to take. So I hope that helped answer your question. I'm just going to check, see if there's any other questions here. I think I have time for one more. When I sit in the full lotus position, my left foot loses blood flow and turns white. Well, you know, you can move the energy through your legs more, but I remember my first time in lotus doing a very long meditation, and I think my whole lower body was like that. And you just say, how come? Well, you know, once your legs get used to being in that position over a period of time, that you just visualize and message the energy to flow through that channel, the channel through your left leg. You know, this is you don't share with me exactly how long you've been doing this, but you can literally direct the chi, the energy through the channel, and the circulation that is weaker in that area won't cut the blood flow, and your foot will not be as white. It's more circulatory, really, than anything. So you can increase that circulation by moving the energy through that side of your body. And I think that's it. And thank you all so much for your questions. They were really, really, really wonderful questions. So we're at the half hour point, and I'd love to do a meditation tonight to open the heart, receive and feel the energy, the light, and the universal potential of imagination and creativity and the wisdom and the peace just flowing into your life. So if you brought water to this meditation, you're very welcome to do so, and just put it beside you, and we'll have a point where I'm going to ask you to message the light with the love of your heart and the heart of your master, if you call your master to you in this meditation, and I will also send energy to the water. And it doesn't have to be, it can be any message that you would like, that you feel would serve your life to the highest and best good, for your wellness and your vitality. So I ask you now to just get in a comfortable position. And put a smile on your face. And look all about you. and listen to the sounds of the evening. Where I am now, there's still the crickets that are still humming in the woods as the leaves are falling from the trees here in Minnesota. And take in the scents around you. And with the deepest gratitude, before you close your eyes, give love to everything about you. Just the deepest appreciation and gratitude. If you're outside on the Pacific coast on a beautiful warm evening, or in Hawaii, or in the wherever you are, or if you're indoors with a roof over your head, the food that you have, the water that you drink, the breath of your life, just take a moment now and in your own way give love and gratitude to everything outside of you. And with that love, consciously bring in a slow, gentle, deep breath in through your nose. Don't breathe so hard or so deep that you feel your chest tighten. Just breathe it and imagine the breath. Imagine the breath, this breath of life, just like you're breathing in light, and feel that breath go all the way down into your lower dantian. And then breathe the breath out. If it's been a particularly stressful day for you, then just breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Just breathe out the stress. The moment that breath leaves, just know that that breath just returns to neutral. That 3-second breath, breathing in 1, 2, 3. And out 1, 2, 3. That simple, slow breath, quieting any thoughts. They come, you just let them go, and just breathe, and direct your attention to your lower dantian, and see the light shining deep in and behind the navel. This beautiful, shimmering light, growing brighter and brighter. It's moving gently, spinning gently, growing brighter and brighter with each breath. Giving your breath to the vital life force of your body. Feeling the love that you have for this energy within your small universe. The appreciation and the gratitude. Now move this light up to your heart. And the light is getting warmer and warmer and brighter It's the light of your soul. This is the light of your unconditional love, growing brighter and brighter
the light of your lower Dantian and the light of your heart center combine together to make this beautiful light that shines in these rays out all around your body, just like a sun. This is the light of your unconditional love. And you feel in deep joy in this light. And you call upon your God, Source, the universal energy, your Master, to join you in this light in your meditation tonight. You can imagine them, that energy or that figure, just like light, like they're sitting right before you. They're standing in their presence in the light of your heart. Whatever is right for you, but feel the presence of the universal, unconditional love and the love of your Master with you right now. And take a few moments to give your deepest gratitude and appreciation for the presence of their energy with you in this meditation. You can say, my God, my Master, the universal, unconditional love, thank you for all your love, your kindness, your forgiveness, all this time for me in my life. In this moment, in this meditation, my heart is so ready to open, open, open to all the love and the peace and the wisdom that is right there for me. All the love and all the energy and all the light that moves in every channel of my body, that fills every cell of my small universe, so I can be in more balance, in more harmony, in more peace, and experience true wellness. Perfect health. And feel the oneness of who I am. And let your heart's love know that as you heal, you can say, I'm going to bring more love and peace to my life. To my family. To my friends. And to the world. And I thank you. And this love, this unconditional, pure love, fills your whole body. It It's like a great ball of light expanding all around you, filling the space that you're in, filling the room that you're in, filling the garden that you're in, the living room that you're in, the house that you're in. There are no bounds for this light and this love. You could see and imagine this light going out into the street, out into your yard, out across to the other houses and the other buildings, out into the nature that surrounds you. There are no bounds. In this moment, you are a being of unconditional love, and you give the password. I am in the universe in my body, the universe and I combine together. And all these beautiful rays, these golden rays of light from the heart go out up into the sky, out into the universe, out across the stars, and out to the heart of space, out to the great central sun, to the heart of creation. And you feel the love from the heart of life to the heart of you combined together. You feel this great energy and send this light now into the water. With any healing messages, you know, all blockages are clear. All energy channels are open. Any pain is completely healed. Please add your message from your heart into the water. Now bring your focus back into your heart. And see the Master standing there, right there with you. See their light of their heart and the light of your heart combined together. And from your heart, ask the Master to help you open. Open your deepest heart's desires and make them known to you. Open. The feeling and the joy of your pure potential. Open. The awareness of your infinite possibilities. feel the universal unconditional love speak to you. Feel the pure love of your heart and the heart of life and the heart of the Master presenting you with new possibilities. Feel yourself a partner in an infinite and divine adventure. Feel yourself as a universal being, not just an individual with a name, but a universe with a name. Feel your own love and light attune you to the universe and restore yourself. Restore your small universe. Feel the spirit of life's wholeness within you, crystalline, pure, and shining all its rainbow colors. Feel the light of the love bringing union to you. And as it brings union to you into oneness, then your love and your light brings union to the world. Feel the light of love heal and transform the energy within you. See this light blessing your entire body. This beautiful light, this rainbow colors of light. It could be all white light. It could be pink light, violet light, golden light, green light, cobalt blue light. It could be any light that presents itself to you. And all the great masters in the light and the great joy and gratitude you feel in this light, you trust this light shining in every part of your body. You see and feel your whole body, your head, your shoulders, your neck. Filled with light. Your heart is like a big open portal, a doorway from the heart of the universe through the heart of yourself. A divine inspiration. A portal of infinite light filling every cell of your body. This sun, this light, going into any areas where you feel you need this energy. This love, this forgiveness, this transforming any aches or any pains, transforming any concerns or any worries. You feel it is pure inspiration. Every cell of your body, trillions of brilliant white stars in a cobalt blue sky of your small universe, and rivers of light moving through every channel, out through your hands and through your feet. Your whole body, a universe of creativity, and yourself as the artist of your life. Now ask the question. Feel your master's energy with you. Where you're so open, open, open. You see yourself standing in your own heart's light. And you look out across space, out of time, and you call to the heart of life why you are here. What is your unique gift to life? What is your purpose for coming into a body at this time on this earth? What is your greatest joy? I am my greatest joy revealed to me now. And out across the sea of light, filled with pure love, let your heart and the heart of life show you your true joy. Feel it gently just trill through every cell of your body. Feel the open door of your creativity. Know that you are the vision that you seek. Feel the peace in this moment, and just receive all the beauty, the secrets of your heart's knowing, just for you. in this ocean of loving is home, is pure peace. The breath of your breath, the breath of the universe, the breath of life, the breath of vitality, the breath of your vision, the breath of your creation. Stay in this light for a while. Receive all it has to offer you. Feel it wash through your physical universe. Feel its freedom, its liberation from any pain, any suffering. And stay in this meditation for as long as is right for you. And I will continue in this meditation and join you. And send my love. I love you. I thank you. I bless you. And I'm so grateful for this time to be with you. And I will continue to be with you. I will continue in the meditation. I'm going to hang up the phone now. Until the next time. Good night.